You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here again in the collective energy in this amazing space that you have helped create for all of us here at Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you again for being here, really doing your part to expand the collective consciousness. The theme for this particular series of the Wisdom of the Ancients is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. So if you think about the illuminated soul, that is already you. You are already the illuminated soul. You are that shining light. And so as we start the show tonight, let's call on the ancient ones. Let's invoke the ancient ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today and open our hearts and let the speaker's words and vibrations really resonate with us so that we can truly feel and resonate the truth that is within. So let me introduce our next guest to you. David Robison is a design engineer in automotive, industrial, and architectural design. He specializes in generating cyber-physical products and designs for manufacturing. He draws from sacred geometry, the first archetype or paradigm of nature. Through this essence of numerical character, shape, sound, light, and color, David designs the dynamic morphic field of a product, infusing each design with beneficial energy that harmonizes with the environment and the human biofield. This inspiration is the result of active study of frequencies of celestial and earthbound elements. Ancient temples, sacred sites, and cathedrals are also integral elements in his studies of the applied science of geometry. Through his journey of overcoming physical health issues related to toxic environments and EMF sensitivity, David invented a holographic fractal interface that counters and transmutes the ambient detrimental elements that lead to EMF hypersensitivity. Whew, we'll get to that. This precise coordination of sacred geometry induced shape-caused waves, which enable us to not only thrive in urban environments, but to create our own beneficial, tranquil spaces in them. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome David to the show. Welcome, David. David. Ah. Okay. Sorry. David was here. All right. Let's see. There we go. David.
Can you hear me
welcome.
At all? Hello.
Yes.
Ian,
hello,
can
David.
Can you hear me now?
Welcome. Yes, perfectly. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. I was pushing all the buttons. I had muted it, but it, anyway. So much for technology, right? We're masters of technology, just like what I wrote, and it's their tongue. All those are tongue tires as well.
They are. You put me through my paces.
I did.
Introducing you, but there are some really exciting things there, things that we are keen to learn about. And let me just share with everyone that today David's going to be speaking about creating sacred spaces for everyday places. And you know, one of the main things that we're going to be talking about today are electromagnetic fields. And, you know, all of us use cell phones. All of us have devices. All of us have exposure to devices that maybe we don't even have control over. And so David is going to help us, you know, really come to terms with what's out there and then provide some practical measures for helping us thrive in that environment. And so David is also going to be answering questions. If anyone has questions on the subject, please star 2 to raise your hand. And David, I wasn't sure, are you going to be able to take the group through a process today?
You know, I do have a process that we're working on last night, actually, that there's going to be two of them, actually.
Okay.
One is that I use on a personal matter when we do events and things like that. We have a process that transmutes or defrags the triple warmer system of the body. And the triple warmer, you know, element of the body is where all of your meridian systems come, you know, up through your arms and legs and descend meet below the collarbone, right where the collarbone meets, or the collarbones meet right on your chest there. And that's what we call the triple warmer. That's your activation center for your central meridian system. So we're going to do a quick little thing like that, which we can do in the background. What that does is it recalibrates the body from the fragmentation that electromagnetic field in our day-to-day, you know, lives causes. And it'll give, you know, people a little bit of a boost. And then I have another one that we've put together that will take a little longer. That first one will only take about a minute and a half, but we can do that in the background. And the second one will take about 5 minutes. But again, we can do that in the background, and I'll walk people through some things so they can actually really feel what, you know, the true aspects of sacred geometry and the frequencies that it generates. And that's really the core of our studies, is what frequencies are the right frequencies, I should say the more correct frequencies, to enhance the body's wellness through balance.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so looking forward to those. You know, this is a discussion that some people avoid, and mainly it's because often we don't know what to do. We know that we are being bombarded by frequencies and radiation. We don't necessarily know where it comes from. We've heard about how dangerous our cell phones are, yet we still use them. We've heard about 5G coming, yet we don't really know what to do about it. Some of us have more information than others. But I wanted to ask you, David, because you truly are an expert in this field. Let's start by sharing. Boy, let me see. There is so much disturbance here. Let me just see what.
I can try disconnecting my headset and just go through the computer's speaker system. If you want to try that.
There is so much disturbance.
Hang on.
Maybe how about it's now? Maybe it's EMF. Are we still getting? Yeah, maybe it is definitely EMF. Yeah. How about now?
Well, I can hear myself echoing. I'm not sure if anyone else can hear me, and you're fairly faint.
All right, just a second.
This is pertinent to the discussion. I mean, this is something that you know, it's definitely germane. Go ahead. This sounds good, David.
Does that sound better?
It sounds better. If you can stay close to your microphone, that would be great. But it definitely sounds better. There was this overwhelming hum, the disturbance that was coming on the line, and was getting progressively worse. And so maybe that in itself is just, you know, an example of the disturbances that we feel. So I wanted to have you share a little bit more as an expert what EMFs are, and also specifically, David, because the audience here, you know, we are all on a spiritual path. We are all looking to align with the frequency of the divine.
Yes.
So within that context and framework, can you share a little bit about EMFs and how they are inhibiting our ability to align with the frequency of the divine?
Okay. No, that's really a good point to start, because it's such a broad spectrum. Each person has their own, you know, specific area that they relate to. But in this case, I'm really happy that we're able to present this side of things to your audience, because we work very closely in a spiritual manner with this. I mean, this is the ancient information that we all talk about is really of a spiritual nature, but it also transcends even more than that, because it is physical in nature too, and it involves physics. But we're putting all of this together in, let's call it, a metaphysical manner. So really quick, like, I'm going to shoot some things, because I'm sure that your audience is extremely educated on these things. So the details of EMF is one thing. What it is, everybody here knows what EMF is. We know that it's affecting a higher, an increasing number of the population. But let's get into the subtle elements first, the physical, and then I'm going to touch into the spiritual, you know, part of it too. Because if you have an imbalance in your physical, there is no way you can have a really true 100%, or I should say, an authentic interaction with source when you're constantly bombarded by the confusion of our everyday scenario, which, as you mentioned, 5G is coming. It's a very sinister, you know, signal, and I don't say that lightly. It's some say it's very, you know, weapon-like. in its applications and the effects it has on the body. But let's just touch on, you know, what's happening with EMF, how it's going to get worse. I still say, even with our system, please don't put the cell phone next to your head. Kind of keep your computer away from you. Use blue blockers, those types of things, because we're going to touch on the differences between, subtle elements or ingredients of an EMF wave. We're going to break that down, and then you'll see that we're dealing with one part of it, which is the more esoteric, versus the Hertzian element, which is that part that, you know, shocks you and things like that. But if you have issues with, you know, buzzing that you feel in a physical way, then there's things that can be dealt with. And we work, you know, with people as a consultancy on that side of things too. But here, this is the element that's really causing the breakdown in our ability to really, you know, stabilize in society and also then tune into source. So EMF has immense penetrating properties. Literally what it's doing is interfering with all the cellular communication within the body. The entire endocrine system is compromised by what EMF is doing to the body.
So David, let me interrupt you there for a second.
Sure.
So let's pretend that nobody really knows what EMFs are.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind, so just it's the electromagnetic frequencies generated from what?
Okay, so I'll rewind on that just really quickly. I'm glad you brought that up, because it is true. EMF basically stands for electromagnetic fields from a man-made standpoint. And man-made electricity entered into our environment around 1834-ish, when the first electric motors were invented. But then in 1884, I said 1834, didn't I? Yes, okay. 1834, first electric motor was invented. In 1884, though, we really started getting more and more into this love affair with electricity, and the first lights of electricity, electric light bulbs, were lit up in New York City, and everybody was, you know, enamored with this enchanting glow. We didn't know about what was going to happen with that. Now, obviously, it's grown into a circumstance now that is really getting quite out of hand. If someone wants to research this, just type in EMF or electrosensitivity, and they'll be able to get a lot more information than we'll be able to go into here. But realistically, we're so highly dependent upon electricity to function, we literally can't function without it. I have a cell phone. I have a computer. I work my design engineering programs on a computer. It's a huge enabler, but what comes with that is this extremely detrimental aspect to our body. So, and with the increasing density of what people are now calling EMF fog, as it permeates every aspect of our existence, we're in constant exposure to it, and we can't get away from it. And so it's the emissions that come from our computers. It's the emissions that come from our cell phones. It started out purely as the emissions from our toasters and our refrigerators. Actually, refrigerators do emit quite an electromagnetic field. Back in the 50s or 60s and 70s, there was a controversy here in the U.S. About how people shouldn't live next to high-tension power lines, because they were seeing an increased incidence in leukemia. And that is something that we just don't even talk about anymore. Now we look at these subdivisions, and they're right next to a high-tension power line. Or where we are, they have bike paths and running paths right underneath these power lines. And people don't even think about what's actually going on. We're actually becoming numbified by the sheer fact that it's just hitting us with so much that we don't know that we're in it all the time.
So what is going on?
What do you mean? What's going on?
People don't know what's going on. What are the impacts to a human being?
Ah, super good question. Okay, what EMF does, specifically the emissions from your cell phones and your cell phone towers, your smart meters, these newfangled apparatus, Bluetooth, that we have in our existence today that's on the increase. And this is where 5G is going to come in too. What it does is the EMF goes in and hyper-excites the amygdala glands. So for anyone who doesn't want to know what those are, inside the hippocampus of the brain is our right at the forefront of the hippocampus of the brain. It's literally, if you put your fingers on your temples and you go in about an inch, you'll hit the amygdalas. And the amygdalas are the glands that control our fight or flight mechanisms. So if they are being hyperstimulated, which EMF does, you are constantly being put in fight or flight. So that shoots a message off to the thalamus. The thalamus generates an adrenal response, which is what you need for fight or flight. And off you run. But when you're done running, you're usually supposed to stop after your fight or your flight and relax and come down. Well, with our current state of EMF constantly exciting the amygdalas, you're in this constant fight or flight, or rather, you're in a high alpha state, or should say, excuse me, you're in an elevated beta state because you're going higher than 12 hertz in your at rest position as well. There was a study that was done on this in Wales. Professor Philip Reed did this study. It was actually portrayed on an episode of Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman. Interestingly, they called the episode How to Collapse a Superpower. It was like season 5, episode 4, something like that. And in there, he actually presented studies on the addictions that we have to the internet. What he was finding is people would literally suffer withdrawal symptoms when they left their internet experience. So they had to keep coming back for more. This is something we find that happens with a lot with people with electrohypersensitivity. They don't really understand they don't know that they are actually addicted to the EMF emission. And what's causing that is literally that adrenal rush. So if we break down what the adrenal rush is that is actually an endomorphic excretion. The body literally creates the endomorphins and injects them into the system, which neutralizes fear. And also, but what it does on the opposite of that is it heightens anxiety, there's a couple other responses that it hits. It neutralizes memory, heightens causes hyperactivity and hyper anxiety, but no fear. So we tend to have, but that's your fight or flight. You're in that motion where you're not really coherently thinking about what's going on. That endomorphic response is literally morphine. So it's the same thing that's secreted just before childbirth. When a woman is ready to have a baby, the endomorphins kick in to neutralize the pain as a natural pain reliever, and they can then, have delivery.
Yeah.
This is what's going on with that. Now, when you're in that mode all that time, that's an adrenal rush continuously. You start to suffer adrenal burnout, and that starts activating your Epstein-Barr response, because Epstein-Barr is a dormant virus within our body. It's a dormant mechanism within our body, but stress activates that. So herein is the first symptom of electrosensitivity is our Epstein-Barr levels start to go all the way up. We actually measure the body in 7 energy levels, not chakra levels, because it starts at the feet and goes to the head. This is more of our homeopathic side of things that we deal with. But and we can measure the descent of a pathogen or a circumstance like Epstein-Barr as it goes up or down in the body. When it hits the 7th level or the highest level, you're actually at a point where the body is in potential compromise, or it is compromised. Your whole health system is compromised. Your whole endocrine system is compromised because it is literally neutralizing the body's ability to communicate with itself. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if your endocrine system is compromised and your whole body is compromised, how long does it take for someone to get to a state or how much radiation or EMFs do we have to be exposed to before we get to that state? Are you saying that we're all somewhere on that continuum from 0 to 100, we're all somewhere on that continuum at some point?
That's a really good way of putting it, yes. We as humans, and I should say mammals too, all mammals, lack the epigenetic software to resist or to adapt, evolutionary-wise, to EMF. It's so counter to our very being, the 60 hertz electricity that we started with and now is amplified through all of our other, electric devices we have in our midst, that the body is in virtual breakdown continuously, or it's on a continuous state of breaking down more and more. We're starting to see increases in diseases. We really feel that there's a direct link to this to obesity or to the necessity to eat more because of that, these circumstances. It will manifest in multiple different ways. I mean, we talk about typical symptoms, right? First of all, you'll get restless sleep. Secondly, you could get night and daytime bruxism or gnashing, clenching of teeth. That's really a big one. So we've noticed with dentists now, they're loving the fact that everybody's clenching their teeth. And when you clench your teeth, you keep, aggravating a circumstance to the point where you need an implant. And what do we have now? We have night braces that people wear and an exponential increase in the necessity for implants, which you never should have. And then on top of that, you're putting a piece of metal in there, which is like another antenna, so it's just activating that. There's another thing, too. I'll just continue with symptoms. Excessive irritability, headaches, primarily in the frontal cortex, our prefrontal cortex, anxiety levels, and as I mentioned, Epstein-Barr, which then leads to shingles. We're having all these things. If you just look, I don't watch TV, but if you watch the TV, you see a commercial where they're talking about a new shingles statin drug.
Right.
So, you can counter that, right? And all those are is just glorified aspirin because they're not doing anything but numbing the pain.
So I just wanted to get a bit of a level set here. So all of us are being exposed to EMS to some degree, and I think everyone on the call can relate to some of the things that you're sharing. This puts us in a situation where maybe we don't have that much hope because we feel that we have no defense against this. Now, you have come up with something, and I know there's other of various types of tools or products, but you've come up with something that is really, really unique and based on sacred geometry. So now that we've had a sense of, yes, okay, we're all being exposed, there's not much we can do about it unless we travel to, some remote area and live off the grid, don't use a cell phone, make sure that there's no satellites going over, et cetera, et cetera. It's unlikely that most of us are going to follow that lifestyle. It is possible, of course, but most of us are going to want to continue to be here in society, to live in society with friends and family. But we do want to do something about it. And we can't necessarily, turn the cell phones off or tell all the corporations that, stop selling those products. It's just not going to happen. So we have to find ways that will mitigate the effects. And so talk to us about the sacred geometry that you utilize in your product. Before we get to the product itself, David, talk about the sacred geometry part of it.
Excellent. Sure. It all starts with temples. And when I talk about temples, I mean pre-dynastic temples from Egypt. There's evidence that temples were built upon temples, there. So the ones that we see now, those are recent. We're talking much, much older. So we're talking the temples of Egypt. We're talking the temples of the pyramids, specifically, Giza. It's very much in the forefront of our thought process right now. When we started breaking these things down in our studies that involved at first vibrational radiesthesia, which is a very sensitive form of energy dowsing that came out of Egypt, actually. Schwaller de Lubitz and Chambre and de Bellazal were three individuals that had discovered a process or uncovered a process for energy dowsing that specifically focuses on the energy signature of things. So we're tapping into, you know, the frequencies of these things. As we started studying the temples, we noticed that temples have a, within their design themselves, just, you know, that again, it's based on like height, width, and you know, depth ratios of the, you know, utilizing the golden mean. And that's become much more popular here in recent years where people are understanding what the golden mean is or the golden ratio, that 1.618. It's actually a neutralization frequency. But on top of that, in Egypt, they were using certain cubit lengths which denote frequency. So we're talking now about shape, sound, and color and length that generate a frequency response in the environment, and that can be used to change the quality of the environment. So these temples were built utilizing these principles of distribution or dispersion or transmutation of the earth grid. And that earth grid that I'm mentioning is formerly called the Hartmann grid. So I recommend anybody who wants to study this, look up the Hartmann grid, but it goes into deeper, it's quite a rabbit hole. You'll go into Hartmann grid, Curry lines, and Curry grid, and Baker lines and whatnot, that really showcase this Gaia energy grid that literally grids the earth on a, in a golden ratio manner in their layout. Now, these temples displaced that Hartmann grid. So within the temple, you had literally a free space. So now we're going back in time 10,000 years, maybe more, or I would say at least 10,000 years, easily more. The temples themselves are displacing this electromagnetic field grid that's here on Gaia back when all they had was electromagnetic fields from the sun. Now we have something like 30 million times the EMF, you know, ambient density of EMF in our midst. So when we looked at that, we said, there's something here. So in answer to your statement about, is there hope? Yes, I really believe there is hope, but we have to look at what it is really that we're dealing, you know, with that, you know, because there is two different fields within electromagnetic fields that we deal with. We deal with this interstitial one, the one that goes in between it all, that is a, what Tesla referred to as a non-Hertzian wave. And it also, you know, mathematically was proven by Maxwell, who developed the electromagnetic field physics equations to define that. And he was actually defining them as displacement currents in the ether. So now we're talking, we're introducing this concept of the ether within that. And what does it take to generate representations or sympathetic frequencies with the ether? And as we studied, you know, people like Schwaller de Lubitz, who was a, you know, he was in Tesla, he was a contemporary of Tesla, but he was in Egypt doing all the studies of the specific temples in Egypt and their specific characteristics. He was uncovering these elements that would showcase abilities to understand through the hieroglyphs that were there their two-dimensional representations of a three-dimensional sympathetic representation, okay, or sympathetic orientation is probably a better word. So in applying that information, for instance, we took Giza. Giza has a whole series of angles. It has a whole series of mathematical equivalents, geometric, you know, layouts. But within that, if you look at just specifically some of the angles, like the angle of the peak of it, if you bisect that angle, you get the angle that we call the angle of preservation. So now if I go in and I start, you know, incorporating that angle into a design, specifically in this case, the design to transmute the elements of EMF, then I'm actually creating a preservation angle that maintains a sympathetic relationship for the body's balance. Other elements that were happening within the temples is each temple, and there were hundreds that dotted the left bank of the Nile Valley. Each temple had a different organ of the body that it would resonate with. So if a person had an ailment with their pancreas or their liver or their lungs, they would literally go into these different temples and, you know, sit for a while and work with the priest in there, completely cut off from any of the EMF around them, and they would be able to balance the organ because it was working on a what we call frequency-based medicine approach. And that's what we find today in vibration or radiesthesia or radionics, homeopathy, if you will. And also, I've talked with one individual who told me that the medical companies now are spending a tremendous amount of their research dollars in frequency-based medicine. These things work. I work with companies now that are light frequency-based, body balancing apparatus and other biofeedback devices, because we also, first of all, we want to neutralize the detrimental EMF that they are emitting. But once we do that, we find that the machines work much better than the inventors had even, thought of. So that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the sacred geometry element of it. If we look at the temples are basically citadels. They're a fortress for a person's sanctity, really. And whilst you're there, you are completely not cut off, but isolated from the world as we know it. And we could get into certain aspects about EMF that, it's the grid that all information flows on, whether it's a beneficial, a benevolent, or a malevolent. So these are things that we don't take into consideration, when we're in these environments. So in our first studies, we were actually setting up rod links that were based on four different rod links from Egypt, and those rod links would generate the right fields to literally set up that temple space. But you had to live in that temple space in a completely different manner. Okay. Now we've done that. We've embedded that within the holographic system, so it's a lot easier.
Maybe we'll touch on that when we actually get to the Zirvana holograms, and you can share with people how to create that space and how they will, whatever they do, neutralize EMFs. We'll get into that quote-unquote solution piece in just a moment. But let me just share with everyone. So if you'd like to ask David a question about EMFs or anything of this nature, please *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask him in person, if something is on your mind or you've been thinking about this for a while. Here's a wonderful opportunity for you to actually speak with David, who really is an expert in this. And if you're not on the on the phone, certainly put your question in on the webinar page, and we'll address as many as we can as we go through. But David, let me ask you this. If this is a good time for you to maybe, before we get into the live interaction with the audience, maybe it's a good chance for you to share the one of those experiences with us, one of the processes with us, and just for the sake of those who joined later, just tell us what that is, and then share with us what you'll be doing for us.
Okay. Do you want me to kick off this first expression of frequencies that we had talked about?
Yeah.
Or do you want to?
I think so. Just explain
it.
Explain it one more time and help us experience that.
Okay. This kind of kicks into something that you actually said, which is really important. We want to give people hope that there is a solution. I mean, there's so much out there about EMF right now that it's a lot of what we call fear porn. And, we're trying to, yes, express what EMF is so you can be, knowledgeable. You can be cognizant of your environment, because you really have to discern what's going on, because it's affecting how we perform every day, especially if we are in the energy-based, therapies, right, for people as practitioners. That's why I work predominantly with practitioners in that regard. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to kick this off and we can carry on talking, but this might give some people an opportunity to feel something that will generate some questions as well. And I have to preface this too. When I'm generating these frequencies are frequencies of balancing, but they are instantaneous balancing operations. So it may feel a little intense, but that's one reason why we're only going to do a minute and a half here. And I welcome people to express that, you know, that they have that, because it's one of the things that we don't know about, you know, the audience is to what degree you are sensitive and to what degree you have a hypersensitivity to EMF. This is going to counter that more. Predominantly, these frequencies will bring in a calming, but they're actually going to move things around a little bit. So be aware that you will feel, an addressing, or you may feel an addressing in your chest cavity. But then again, you may not. I mean, I'm one of those people that I predominantly don't feel things like people do. Some of us are visually sensitive. Other ones are, you know, kinesthetic in our sensitivities. I have a different type of sensitivity. So like if someone puts a stone or a gem in my hand, I don't feel it. It feels like a rock to me. And I look at the color and I go, this is cool. But what's going to happen here is this is going to go right into the triple warmer where I said is just below the collarbones. It's going to start activating the defragmentation of your body from the effects of EMF. It can be very soothing. So I recommend that if you do feel something, don't jolt. Just relax and accept it, because it will not hurt you. All of these things are done of the highest integrity from source that we've uncovered. We're very, very disciplined in that. And these frequencies go to the seventh decimal point. So we get really, really detailed, on that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kick this off. With your permission, Ian, I'm going to go ahead and,
One last question, and I
sure.
don't want to belabor this, but one last question. So what is this doing for us? Is this is this erasing any of the harm? Is this bringing us back to a state of neutral?
This brings you back to a state of neutral. And we'll get into this when we talk about what the holograms actually do. This is what it feels like to be in the holographic environment.
Mm.
But I will have to say, this will last. And this is in every case. There's no way it could be any longer than this. It'll last probably about 2 to 3 hours, and then EMF in your environment will come back in and start breaking down the system again.
Okay.
In other words, it kind of rods it. This is something that happens with any type of healing modality that we practice. It's any and every, whether it's Reiki or acupuncture or anything. The moment that the treatment is complete and the patient leaves and goes out, gets into their car, they're bombarded by the EMF from their car, the EMF from the cell phones around them. There's all this ambient elements are pulling that away and dragging the body back down again. So it just progressively reduces. Now, obviously, if you eliminate that and you put them into the holographic environment, like my acupuncturist has her entire facility has been hologram. So not only does the treatment go deeper, but it lasts longer. And then if they carry on that, in their car and their house and all that stuff, then you have the ability for that to really have a deep seating effect on the wellness of the individual.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm gonna hit go if you're ready,
yep.
Willing and able. Okay, here we go. So individuals might start feeling this happening right now. And as it does, as I said, what you will probably start to feel is maybe your heartbeat increases a little bit. You get that little thumping in your chest a little bit. Things are starting to activate and move forward and move around a little bit. You will start to, maybe you'll hear something, maybe you'll see something. This is always a good thing. What I always ask is, what does a person see, feel, and touch as they're, encountering this type of activity, right? It's, I keep going here. Sorry, I've got a little. Hang on a sec. I got a little technical difficulty. I've got to rewind something. Okay. Okay. What colors will you see? What sounds will you hear? Again, it's, maybe a slight. It might be a slight tightening in the chest, which is common, and it's okay. One of the things we tend to do is when we have an uncertain feeling, we tend to run from it. We guys, you know, tend to be more, you know, macho, and we say, well, we'll brave that. And the women tend to go, wait, something's happening. So I'm really kind of appealing more to the women with regards to this. But as this, as you allow this to sink in and activate and defrag and energize the whole meridian system, you may start feeling this going all the way out, you know, to your fingertips, to your toes. This energy feeling, this overwhelming sense of calm is starting to come over the body as we move forward. And we're going to do one more session or one more thing on this, and then we'll be able to go on. So what this is actually the what we call the interstitial wave. This interstitial wave is something that we uncovered within the detrimental element we uncovered within smartphones and smart meters and these other, you know, electronic computers and whatnot as it was blasting us. It is kind of in an infrared, you know, realm, but in a very detrimental realm or aspect of this element. It's not infrared like we know it in the sense of the infrared light, although we do have to be careful with infrared, you know, lights in our therapy sessions, because people now are starting to suffer what we call infrared burnout, and that is from the detrimental element of this interstitial wave. That wave is actually neutralizing the ability of your pineal gland to function. So herein is the real element that I think we can be addressing here in this broadcast. We're all here trying to get closer to source, but if we're constantly being literally fried in our pineal gland operation, then how can we possibly move forward and get closer to source? So that is that's the element that is the what we call triple warmer activation. Later on, we'll touch on what I call source alignment.
So that part is you've already exposed us to that part.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing it while I was talking. Sorry, I know I'll probably be doing that while we do the next one too.
Okay. So anyone,
just
if anyone,
because it's still working.
Beautiful. Thank you. If anyone has anything to share around your experiences, please feel free to leave us a comment or share with us by going to the webinar box and just putting your comment in. If you felt anything, if you had any visions, if anything came to you. Anything around that process that David exposed us to, that harmonizing and neutralization process. So share that with us. We'd be happy to receive your feedback. All right. Well, here's a couple of questions. So we've got Tom from Clio in Michigan, and Tom also goes by the name of Dr. Smiley, and Tommy's asking you, how can you really tell if these hologram stickers are working? And I know we haven't been through the actual explanation, but how do you know they're actually working, David? What sort of feedback have you got or experience do you have from your own workings with these holograms?
Yes. You know, every person is going to experience these in a different manner because we are all individuals. And we are all in the different, you know, levels and planes. Like myself, I don't necessarily feel things like other people do. There are some sensitives there, you know, unbelievably sensitive, and I'm amazed at how they can be that way. I can give you some examples. For instance, I was working with a doctor, and she told me that she was grinding her teeth ferociously every night. I said, great, let's put the holograms up in your space. And she did. And I ran into her again about a month or two later, and I said, how's the sleep patterns going? She says, oh, it's unbelievable. I'm not grinding my teeth. Immediately, I stopped grinding my teeth. Mm-hmm. And what also I found was that my husband stopped snoring. So, and he didn't even know they were there, you know. So we have, I guess we could say also too, and contrary to that, how do we know that these EMF fields are actually harming us to begin with? Because we really don't know. We can't see it, we can't feel it, we can't touch it. You know, the medical community says it's not there. They actually say that electrosensitivity is not a disease, but it really is. It's all about, you know, disinformation in that sense. So we're I fully understand we're wrestling with these circumstances. But if a person, or I should say, what we're encountering in our society today is uncontrollable, you know, rages. I'm seeing that in the workplace immensely now, like never before. And then that's based, you know, that's just the irritability that happens. We're finding people that just can't sleep, even though they tell me that they are sleeping. They're not going into that theta state, or even, you know, if they could go into a delta state, it'd be great. But they're not going into the REM element or the REM element of sleep, because the smart meter will kick on every 15 minutes and pull them out of that. It won't wake them up entirely, but it'll neutralize them. So what are the effects of sleep deprivation? What do we see when people are literally getting in front of computers and they can't handle the headaches that are happening? So when we have these circumstances of anxiety, headaches, Epstein-Barr, like I mentioned, happening in our society, then we bring them into a space of the holographic space. The only way we can really tell is the fact that the individual instantaneously will calm themselves. They may not feel anything, but their whole level of impact is calming. Now, we have done studies with heart variability. Okay, we've done heart variability tests where we have seen that the individual's response to treatments with the holographic, you know, technology incorporated has been off the scale. In other words, not off the scale, but it's hitting the highest, you know, potential the scale.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
So we have to measure them in those in multiple different ways. So thank you for that question. It's really a good one.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So this is Michael from Kapa in Kauai. Aloha. Very timely offering. Thank you. Could David please address the potential benefits of using shungite as an EMF shield or balancer? So maybe the contrast between shungite, which I think we know here in the community is also helpful in the EMF neutralization.
So, that is a super, super good question. And I do a lot of studies with shungite, so I really appreciate you bringing that up. Shungite is obviously very unique. As I'm sure everyone knows here, it comes from a region only in southern Russia, which happens to be an extremely esoteric region of that area. We don't really even think about it too much. But the beauty of shungite is the fact that it's internal elements. It's actually C60 or carbon-60. It's where Buckminster Fuller got buckyballs. So they, you know, it has those fullerenes within it that can literally absorb, not transmute. That's a very important aspect. It will absorb EMF. They were actually using it in Chernobyl to absorb the radiation that was there, so people could survive. Now, what I found with shungite. Shungite will really help you, but if you're in Hawaii, which, you know, I wish I was in Hawaii, that would be great. But in Hawaii, you're actually on one of the key vortexes because you're on one of the tetrahedral vortexes of the planet. There's a much lower incidence of cancer there because of, you know, these elements too. So your shungite will work, will be much more enhanced and work much better. If a person's in a really dense areas, say like Los Angeles or, you know, Ian, I think you're in, in the northern, northwest regions, or in New York City, the ambient density of EMF is so much that you couldn't have enough shungite in your environment to do you really that much good. What we have found, though, is if you take the burden of absorption of EMF away from shungite, in other words, it's like an obedient stone. Okay, if you say please, absorb this EMF, it will do so. It will obey your command. But if you actually create an environment or create a scenario where it doesn't have to do that, in other words, you neutralize the EMF around it, it is the one of the most incredible body balancing stones that we could ever encounter, because we are carbon-based units. I actually developed something which I call a Mao Gem that I use for practitioner purposes. It literally, by a freestanding, it's by sheer design, the geometry around it neutralizes the EMF, then it actually has a hologram on its face. And you and I could talk about this at length later on, but what we found is at rest, it's literally generating a beneficial bubble field that goes out about 12 feet. But when you bring it next to the body, it actually compacts that 12-foot radius into a 6-inch radius ball that is literally going in and reprogramming, first defragging and then reprogramming the carbon matrix at the cellular level of the body. So shungite is really cool stuff when you use it for what it would really like to do. It's like the gods put it here. For that.
Right, right. So let's contrast this. I'm going to have you share your offer now, because I think people are interested, and I think we need to share what the holographic stickers actually are and what they do. That's a lot of what this is all about. So I'm going to have people follow along visually. So if you'd like to follow along visually, everyone, you can click on the orange offer button underneath David's photograph on the webinar page. If you're listening to the webinar, if you're not on the webinar, then just type in wotashow.com/David8. So that's wotashow.com/David8. And of course, David has no capital. Everything's lowercase. And that you can follow along. So now we're going to contrast what you've been speaking about and really, you know, show people here, David, what these Zivana holograms are. And let's focus on how they can really make a positive impact. So if someone decides to get these, you know, what's going to be different in their lives? How are they going to be positively impacted, so in terms of the benefits and what's going to change in their lives? I know we're not going to necessarily turn the clock back to, you know, day one, but, you know, we need to do something. So how can your holograms help people?
Okay. Firstly, I will paint a picture. The holographic environment that we've created, it's not just one thing. It's multitudes of holograms. It takes to do, well, let's start with your sacred space. The sacred space is where you sleep. That's why we package that, you know, for that purpose. It has enough holograms in there to do the room. It takes 8 holograms to do the walls, to do the four corners of the wall, or 8 corners of the walls. So you have 8 there, and then you have 1 on the ceiling. So you're actually creating a virtual pyramid element. So we're incorporating these pyramidal, you know, physical pyramid, or I should say virtual pyramid aspects into your environment.
Okay, so there's 1 in each corner, so top and bottom,
mm-hmm.
and 1 on the ceiling. So that's how we're creating the pyramid.
Yeah, actually, the ones that are towards the upper corners, we have them 7 feet above the ground. We found that that's actually a good configuration for 5G too, because we're addressing 5G now too.
Okay, so when you establish this pyramid and we're inside this pyramid, tell us how that's helping us.
Okay, the embedded within each hologram is 4 Giza pyramids. We modeled the pyramids to full size in the computer and then scaled them down harmonically, down to the 13th and 14th harmonic. There's 2-inch holograms and 1-inch holograms, which are within the kit, depending upon what the configuration is. or what the room requirement is, or what the cell phone is, because we literally can grow this from your cell phone through all your electrical appliances to the room and then out. First, we start with the room, your cell, sacred space, which is your temple. We create a temple. We create that basically a citadel that is your first line of defense against anything that's coming in from the outside. And then you work for the things that are, you transmute the things that are inside, because if you take something into a temple, you can defile the temple, if you understand, if that's a good way to understand it. Let's see. In the hologram is multiple levels of sacred geometry, not just the Giza pyramid. We have other elements that bring in that you can see. If you look at them, you have the flower of life, you have the Bagua, you have the lotus flower. We're drawing on literally all factions of ancient modalities, spiritual modalities, that embedded with each one of them are the data sets, or the, you know, the geometry sets that all will enable us to bring those forward, or have enabled us to bring those forward to transmute this. So we're taking literally temple construction techniques and utilizing modern technology to put them into what we call a viviglyph, or a living glyph, our form of hieroglyph, that in the configuration of, you know, the way we set them up in the room, the interface creates an interference grid that acts like a noise cancellation headphone. So how a noise cancellation headphone is, if anybody doesn't know how that works, other than just you put it on, everything goes quiet. Well, that creates an interference wave. It's a phase shift. So you have one wave, one sine wave, and you have an equal and opposite sine wave that neutralize that, virtually nullifying that element. So in making this grid or grate out of your space, this virtual grate, it's like, you know, acting as a window, EMF comes in through the window. And when it does, we basically say, sure, come on in, but just leave your garbage at the door, because we only want elements that are there that can be even potentially beneficial to us, because we want the magnetic element. We don't want, you know, or I should say the esoteric magnetic element of that field, okay? It works against, and this is where I actually should talk a little bit about what the, you know, I touched on the two different elements of EMF, the Hertzian element and the non-Hertzian element. We're dealing with the non-Hertzian element, that displacement current. So we're working at the etheric level. And if you start addressing the concept of the ether and how much power actually is embedded within the ether, there's literally enough, if you had there's enough energy in the size of a light bulb literally to boil all the oceans in the world simultaneously. So we're drawing upon that influence, the influence of source, to work with us in asking permission for source to come in and do so. In addition to that, we've embedded what we call levels of spiritual protection that will enable us to encounter astral, you know, fields or astral elements or astral explorations without fear of not being able to find your way back. So, and that's kind of from just my first encounters with trying to to do astral projection, yeah, and not the fear set in. So
I've got the mobile device as well. So there's the sacred space package, that's all in package A. There's also my mobile and then my media. So you're covering the bedroom or your puja room or your practitioner room, wherever that might be. And then you're also covering the mobile device, and you're covering, is this enough for one vehicle, one laptop, and one cell phone, or is it an or?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So your car and your laptop and your cell phone, as well as for two TVs, one tablet, and a Wi-Fi modem. So in essence, you're providing yourself with I'm just going to say, because I'm a layperson, a neutralization device to neutralize the EMFs when you're utilizing these devices. So you're not being bombarded with those EMFs, and so it's going to improve your health. You spoke about the endocrine system, so you're going to rescue your endocrine system that's under constant attack. Any headaches that you are experiencing because of EMFs are probably going to decrease, and so on and so on. So your health is going to improve.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And your state of being. So, you know, everyone, what this really means is that, you know, it's, you know, just think about this. When you are focused on things such as your health or you have pain, you know, how easy is it to necessarily connect with the divine? It's harder to do so when you're in a state of pain or you're anxious about something. So this is all designed to increase our connection with the divine. And when we utilize these holographs, these holograms, for example, we are really putting ourselves in a better position to get into our heart space, right? To get into that heart space so that you're not as much in your head, you're more in your heart. So it's one way to really reduce the effects of the technology that we've actually accepted and embraced in our lives, but is really, really harmful for us.
Yeah, that's an excellent way of putting it. You imagine being at 11,000 feet where there isn't any cell phones or smog, you know, both electromagnetic or regular smog, and how clear your head feels, how much you tune with source,
right,
you can get. And that's what we create here. You know, it's and part of the fulfillment too, which we haven't really gone into, is the level to where we can actually activate that space for the individual, you know, too. They set up these holograms. We look at, you know, we can kind of momentarily check the space, but then, you know, run through a 7-stage mantra that actually activates that too.
Well, yeah, so that's what I wanted to get to next. So we've discussed package A. So thank you. That's a beautiful offer for the community. But for those people who would like to work with you and have you do some, configuration of the personal space, there is a package B. So what happens in that package B for people who decide to get this, David?
Well, in package B, first we'll you know, the space will be established. We'll ask a few questions specifically about, you know, how they feel in the space at that moment, and then walk them through a guided meditation where we take on the not only the seven sacred directions, but we utilize a special mantra configuration associated with that, with the frequency balancing to that. So it will lay in or reinforce the intent of that space.
All right. You'll help them with the placement as well.
There's always questions that come up about that.
Yeah. What happens in your in the seven level mantra? So, you know, people are going to be asking, well, if I get the packages, I can do it myself. What's the real added benefit of having that private session with you?
A lot of times it helps just have somebody guide you through the minefield. One of the things that we've encountered, not often, but sometimes, a person might encounter, you know, a headache, for instance. And this actually only happened once. And what I found was that there was something in their space, a cella or a sigil, not a cella, a sigil or a talisman that was in their space that actually really wasn't beneficial for them. And because they had set the holograms up and that sigil was inside their temple space, it was actually generating an anger state, not for the person, but that talisman was angry about being there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And we were able to identify that, and when they took it out of the space, all of a sudden the headache went away.
Mm.
So I'm not saying this is all the time, because this only happened literally, it's only happened to me twice. Okay, one was a headache and the other was some other circumstances. But we were able to work with the individual to set the space, and when that happens, it's like the next level. Yes, anyone can do this. I think your listener base is far more savvy than most of the people that I'm encountering out there. Okay, it's not that you really need to do that. It's sometimes we have done this a lot, and there might be something that we can actually bring in there to enhance that and make your space that much, more effective. Especially if it's a space where you do your work.
Right, and I wanted you to speak about the seven-level mantra, because that's something that is new and unique and that difference to just getting the holograms and activating them yourself. There's a seven-level mantra, and that also anchors people into the seven directions. So I just wanted you to share a little bit about that process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think many of your listeners are probably very familiar with the seven sacred directions of the Hopi Nation. We literally study every aspect of spiritual element and glean from each one of those anything that we can do to increase the effectiveness of what we do. So, but there are specific energies that come in from the different directions. So as you're facing, east, for instance, that's an awakening energy that's coming in. So we bring that up and we bring the person into awareness of the question or of the request because of the universe. Because under universal law, anything in the universe must obey your request when you identify the fact that you identify the fact that they exist. And we are summoning the beneficial aspects of every sacred direction, and then we conclude with the center, we go into the center, which is source. And that's literally the void. And it's the all things and no things in that specific area once you have completed the six elements prior to that, the six directions. You're orienting the direction of energy flow. So each direction requires a different element, and in doing so, you bring that into source. You become one with source at that point. In addition, we would be bringing in certain radionic elements to solidify that, and that becomes your central, temple.
Well, thank you. So in summary, regarding this particular offer, David, if you could just share with us, just in summary, how by getting these holograms, someone's life would be changed.
Broad question. Every individual that we've worked with, from a person in their home. We've worked with one individual who has a dental practice, another one obviously has an acupuncture practice. Every individual that we have ever worked with has had a very profound transformation in their life, because all of a sudden the fog clears. I mean, imagine being in a space where you can't see your hand in front of your face, and then the fog clears and you see stars at 11,000 feet, for instance. This is what happens in this space. Now, an individual, I'm not going to say every individual is going to have this this miraculous revelation that their space is cleared. I'm just saying 99% of the people have. I have had one individual who is an older individual who is just starting to wake up to this, and you know, this, this heightened state of awareness. They said, well, I really don't feel anything. And I said, you know, just stop for a moment and listen to the quiet. Can you hear the quiet? Can you feel the quiet? Does it embrace you? Does it feel soft? And just by doing those certain, you know, awareness techniques, a person starts realizing that, yes, their space really is quiet. From there, you can explore anything that you want to, because your fears can be alleviated because you are protected. That was why we put in the protection element as well. So nothing of ill intent can cross that barrier. That's why when that person had the cell that had that certain sigil in their environment and they took it out, they could feel the full manifestation of the space.
Yeah, yeah.
So as we, you know, work with people, here's another good example. Every one of your users, every one of your listeners, I know are very much aware of this, and they do this, especially if they're practitioners. They will go in and they will set the space. They will set the calm, and we can transform that. The power of the mind is incredible to do that, and I do this all the time. We've done those experiments. The thing that we found out, though, is the moment you leave that space, so does your intention. It doesn't stay. And every time you come back, you have to keep reaffirming that space, because EMF is now robbing that space more and more. What we've done is we've created an environment where the practitioner doesn't have to do that anymore. They don't have to take the energy to set the space. They can set the intention. The holograms will hold that because they are anchors for our intent. And then when you leave the room, it's still there. So the patient is there in the midst of all that. And I know we can see things. It'll linger, don't get me wrong. But it starts, you know, without the holograms, it'll start to diminish because EMF is constantly taking it away. It's like for those listeners who are who are familiar with homeopathic, you know, remedies and whatnot, they say don't put them next to microwaves, don't put them next to EMF, don't put them in the sunlight because it will literally neutralize the radionic, you know, imprint on the homeopathic. Or on the homeopathic medium, regardless of whether it's baked into a carbon, you know, matrix or not. So here we have the same circumstance that we don't really think about in our day-to-day practices. It's how much energy am I putting out, and wouldn't it be nice if I didn't have to put out that energy, and also if I could have something that my patients could have and take with them to set their space, how much more effective is my treatments going to be for them, and how much closer to source am I going to get, you know, myself?
Well, thank you so much, David. This has been so informational and so helpful to those of us who have heard about EMFs and just really need something to help us, you know, thwart the attack, really. And so thank you so much for, you know, putting all this effort and time and love into the creation of these sacred geometric holograms. Beautiful, wonderful offer. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Yes, everyone, there's the option there. There's an option to get Package A, which gets you the actual physical holograms. And you can get them for your sacred space, which could be your bedroom or your practitioner room. And you'll get them for your vehicle, your laptop, your cell phone, and then your TVs and some other devices. And then if you're looking to work with David in private, and he can help you with the setup and as well as take you through the seven-level mantra, then there's also the private session that's available to you. Yeah, well, beautiful. David, I think now, if you don't mind, tell us about that second process that you were going to share with us or expose us to. And then, by all means, just do it. Flip the switch or whatever you do on your
blast away.
blast away, yeah.
Indeed. Okay, I'm just setting things right now for that purpose. While I'm doing that, did we get any feedback from anybody on the first go around?
So while you're doing that, it says Kathy from Sonoma writes, yes, chest felt pressure, then concentric circles radiating from the heart. Then, as confirmation, my phone chimed and outside drilling began on the street exactly the same time that you ended. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Sonoma's a great place. I used to live in San Jose. Spent a lot of time there. That's like my first home. I could smell the, it just smells good. And that was Kathy, right?
That was Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, I think you're going to get a lot out of this next one. And Ian, I'm just going to kick this off, and it's going to go for about 5 minutes as we do it. So I'm going to talk through different things to also open up people's awareness to what they're going through. And as Kathy mentioned, she felt the tension in her chest because it starts to activate, and then it just grows out from there because that's it. It's aligning and defragging the entire meridian system of the body. Now, this one's going to be fun, too. This one we call, what do I call it? Sorry. This one we call source alignment and activation. So if this is activating our alignment to source, because that's what we deal with in this technology. We're trying to get to the cleanest, most authentic roadway into what source is and how we can bring that into our lives. I'm going to kick this off and then I'll keep explaining. So off we go.
Okay.
So we're in process right now. The aspect of source that I'm mentioning, source could be described as a non-differentiated state or element, or an element in a non-differentiated state, which then entered into a state of differentiation for creation, like cells dividing. Each cell divides or differentiates. And so when we look at alchemy, for instance, you want to work your way backwards in time, if you want to call it that. That's really not a good description. But you want to work your way back towards source to get closer and closer to a non-differentiated state or that condition of non-differentiation. When you do that, you actually arrive at the ability to transform anything because then you are working with source code. So what we're doing right as we're doing this, anybody that's, for those of you who can feel the physical elements, you might have started feeling something coming in from your crown, like coming in from your seven higher selves, for instance, or your astral selves. And as that comes in, it starts to descend through. It's actually activating chakras, but it's activating alignment and then defragging as we go. And this is why we did the first program too. So it will feel like it's descending. And if anybody can, so just sit back and watch and listen. Look for what colors come forth. Look for what thoughts cross your mind. Look for what type of expanse can happen. You might start seeing you might start seeing different colors in the form of violet, or maybe a silver color, or these things are key to this activation element as this starts to work through your body. And it'll start growing. It will start going in the direction of all the way through your lower chakras, each one. It might stop there for a moment and linger. So just kind of embrace that and ask, what do I need to see in this moment? What's coming forward in this moment? And how does this make me feel? And then, and what is the history behind that? Okay. One of the programs that we do is what we call, when we work with people, is we do neutralization of non-essential memories. So let those non-essential memories go, because that's what's happening. Those are memories of pain and anguish that will hinder you from analyzing, you know, past life regressions or just elements within your life on a day-to-day basis. It's all about overcoming fear. And as we overcome fear, we learn how to be in tune with Source. We incorporate more of a creative spirit as we are creative, especially when in my day-to-day business. I'm in a creative mode all the time, so I'm tuning into Source. It's almost like a mantra of creation and flow. So as this goes through each stage, it will continue on down to your toes, literally, and you will feel a grounding happening. And then from there, once that at this stage, once that grounding happens, then it turns around and starts coming back up the other way and filling up and through all of those areas where you were feeling it hit before. It's reinforcing the quality of a clear, defragged state that enables you to touch base and in tune with Source on a clear way. And again, this is exactly what the Sarvana space maintains and creates. It creates that ability to open up those gateways. So we've only got, there's only a couple more, you know, aspects to this. So at this point in time, this should be coming up through your chest, through your throat chakra, through your third eye chakra, through into the crown, okay? And then at that point in time, set whatever intents that come to your mind that you want to bring in from Source and secure in your space. And we're bringing that to a close. It's almost there. So some of you are starting to feel that. I might have jumped ahead a little bit. But you should be feeling it growing and going into the upper areas right now. Mm. As we set the last intentions, secure this, bring this into your space and into your muscle memory and move and be able to move forward with this every day. And that's it.
Beautiful.
Whew.
I can feel that. I can still feel it. I can feel it in my throat as well. There's actually a bit of a constriction in my throat right now as well.
Oh, really? Okay. This will open up your speech patterns. There's some things we found which we call golden voice, which unleashes that element. So that our ability to speak and enunciate and influence is stronger.
Okay. But I felt it. So anyone, if you felt something, just let us know. Tim, Dr. Smiley says, I can attest the holograms are helpful in getting a good, restful, deep, nice sleep, and in my office they have definitely calmed things down with my patients and me. And I think that Dr. Smiley is a dentist. Dr. Smiley, there's the word tooth in his email address. So it definitely helps to have calm patients when you're a dentist, because some people don't really enjoy going to the dentist.
Well, you know, it's interesting that if we touch on dentistry for a moment, now they're putting the x-ray machines right there in the individual space with the person, right? And these machines by themselves, when they're turned on, are emitting such a detrimental wave that creates a state of anxiety when the person comes in there. So how can a person accept a treatment and also then have the body heal itself when EMF is constantly bombarding them?
Yeah. Right. No, exactly. True. Let's see, Michael. Michael's got a question. Okay, the offer looks like the packages are home, mobile, space, and media, but at the end there's only three. There's home, mobile, and media. So there's three kits. There's four. There's vehicle, laptop, cell phone, and space.
Well, we actually have four different kits. But for the offering, we did three different kits, which we felt was the most effective right now.
Yeah.
And then should people be interested in adding more kits to that, we would have, by all means, they could. We just wanted to set this up as an introduction,
so that
people could do that. The home kit does one room, so you just multiply that by how many rooms outside of your bedroom or practitioner space, you'd have. So we did that so that they were much easier to apply and work with.
Okay, so just to ask the question here, Michael, so it's one for the space, and then one is the mobile. In that kit, you get the vehicle, laptop, and cell phone. So there's like three in that mobile kit, and there's the media kit. So there's three kits.
Yes. And in the media kit, like we said, there's enough to do two televisions, a Wi-Fi, and then also a tablet. Now, some people might not have a tablet, so it becomes a kit that has extras in it to place in other areas that you need it. And God forbid you would have one of the new 5G routers in your house, but if you do that, please send me an email, contact me, and I will walk you through how to add more to that, because we're constantly, there's so many new ones on the market right now, and it's so new that we haven't been able to hit all of them on what it takes, but it does take more holograms than just the normal 5 to do the new ones, because those look like these ugly spiders with 5 antennas on them, and they're really nasty. I don't recommend anybody uses that. Here's one thing that I would like to point out, too, that I didn't mention, and I apologize for this. What we're doing here is neutralizing, like I said, this detrimental wave, but there is the other part of it that is the actual Hertzian part that literally is the thing that's burning horses' hooves in the pastures. And it's true, it is happening. The aspect of avoidance is still hyper important. If you have these fluorescent light bulbs in your space that are those little coils, please get rid of those, because those are actually blasting you with a radionic element of mercury. Mercury is not good for your health. And there are other things that you can do. I highly recommend a heavy metal detox, because EMF neutralizes the blood-brain barrier so that toxins can pass into the brain, and especially heavy metals that we get in all things, in our food and everywhere, chemtrails, if you believe in those, which I do. All of these things are creating a environment that if you've got heavy metals, you're like an antenna. So that's just messing with your whole system too. Again, this is like a war. You mentioned it. It is a war. I actually call it the butterfly wars. I don't know if you recall what I put on the footnote to my email, an email that I sent out. But it says basically, remember to forgive the world for the way it is. So basically, please forgive the world for the way it is. It is what it is. But resonate in the spirit of gratitude. For we shall defeat them with the bullets of forgiveness and transcend the wheels of karma. Welcome to the butterfly wars. So if we forgive and as we move towards that center element, that invisible line between yin-yang, that interstitial space, that is source. As we move closer and closer to source, as it says in the Tao Te Ching, and I'm paraphrasing, it says when we reach the great integrity, or when we hit source, when we are there and in line in perfect balance with source, our perfect resonance with source, evil will cease to exist, but then so will good, because neither has to. So it is a war, and we can win this war. The space that we're creating here will heighten your awareness, especially to the caller from Hawaii. Imagine what you could do in Hawaii, where you can still go out into spaces where even the bees don't have colony collapse, and focus on that in setting up your own temple that neutralizes the EMF that's there too from the sun and whatnot. Now you're getting closer to source, because you're cutting off the interference from that is on the Gaia grid right now too. So that's another program that we want to work on too, is how we can work with the entire grid and use this technology against them. We actually have found that with the configuration of the holograms on the cell phone, for instance, if you notice, we put two large ones and two small ones, and if they overlap, don't worry about it. If you got a smaller one, But if you have the big one, you'll see that that's for the big layout. When we do that layout, it actually takes the harmful element of that interstitial wave that's being created by the phone and turns it into a beneficial element. So we're working on technology right now that we could actually, within an app and the holograms, we could actually have an individual use their cell phone for a pulsed electromagnetic radionics device for therapy purposes. And actually, you know, through that do actually red light therapy right through your cell phone. So this is what can happen with using ancient technology with modern solutions or modern interpretations to counter the effects that are happening to us in our modern environment.
And I think that is a perfect way to end our show today.
I agree. And actually, we've gone over. Sorry for that. But, you know, hopefully we got some good responses from everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I certainly did. I look forward to doing this again.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your service, David. Thank you so much for being on the show today and bringing us these solutions to this problem that all of us are facing, whether we like it or not. It's here. It's here. So we can choose to, you know, it's one of those things, you know, as a spiritual being, you know, often we, you know, we practice detachment, so lack of attachment and lack of results. But, you know, these are frequencies that are bombarding our being, and they're hurting us and they're hindering us. And there are things that we can do to combat them. In these cases, we have to stand up and make a decision. And unfortunately, we have to, you know, reach out and we have to take advantage of things like this, because if we don't, the alternative is just to continue to be bombarded, and our health suffers, and our mental health suffers, and our ability to really connect with source suffers. So absolutely. Thank you so much again for coming here and for developing your solutions and sharing them with the Wisdom of the Ancients community today.
I thank you for having me. And I will say, too, the activation signal that we put as a free gift, download that, print it out, put it on your wall, use it to set your intentions, because that will help, you know, in this whole alignment process, in addition to what the holograms can do.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, everyone, thank you so much for being here and for listening today. And, you know, as we said, now it's choice time. At some point, you know, each of us should do something about this, whether today or in the future. But I would encourage everyone to take action sooner than later. I'm sure everyone's got some sort of solution that you've been considering. Here you have ancient geometry, sacred geometry, ancient sacred geometry that is here as a solution to some of these issues that we're facing. So feel into if this is for you. And if so, then I'd encourage you to look into David's offer. All right, sweet soul. Thank you, thank you. Much love to you all. Thank you for being here. And we thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the ancient ones and the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you all. Much love. Namaste. Bye now.